We are learning Maseches Yuma, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the bottom, Omlei Abaya, L'Rav Yosef. As Akdama, we learned yesterday that the Mishnah says every time someone walks into the Azara, they have to be Toivel in the Mikvah. And it's Machlokes, Tumah D'Yomah, what's Pshat? Ben Zayma says it's a Kavachomer from Yom Kippurim and Yom Kippur, that between Avodis and between the switching of the God, we have to be Toivel. So, Madach there, where you're going from a Kodesh to Kodesh, you have to be Toivel. Of course, when you go from Chol to Kodesh, from mundane to Kodesh, you have to be Toivel. That's Rabbi Zayma's Pshat, which sounds like a deraisa. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the only reason why you're Toivel is to remember this, if you have a Tumah on you. Srach Tvilozu. If you're Toivel now, you'll try to think, was I Tumah for something else? And then you won't go into the Beis HaMikdash. That's the reason for the Tvilah. That's the Rabbanon. So, one's the deraisa, one's the Rabbanon. Tosis doesn't speak out that Lefi Ben Zayma, it's possible to do the Rabbanon also. The Taisa says, only when you go in for Avoida is it the Rais like a Tevila. But if you're going in Stam, not for Avoida, so then it's the Rabbanon also, even according to Ben Zayim. So now let's see the Gemara. Omli Abayal Rav Yosef. Tevila Zu, this Tevila that you do before you go into Reis Mikdosh, Chaitzis Ein Chaitzis, is there a Din Chatzitza or not? And the way Rashi explains the Shaila, it's Firav Yehuda. Firav Yehuda is on Tap Rashi. Tap Rashi says, Firav Yehuda, the whole Srach Tevila Balmahi. So it's only just to remind myself, do I have a tumah on me? For tumah yoshana, for old tumah. So therefore, who said there's psul chatzitza? The whole tefillah is to remind you, there's no din chatzitza. That's the Gemara Shaila. That's how Rashi learns. And Amalei, the Gemara answers, called the tikkun rabbanon and the rice tikkun. The whole takana was owned. Every time you make a takana, the rabbanon is always like the rice. It's just like the rice tikkun tefillah. You need a. There's a problem with chatzitza. The same thing when it comes to a tefillah the rabbanon. Now Tosfos says that it's not mashma, we're asking a shayla daf for Rabbi Yehuda, because the Gemara doesn't say Rabbi Yehuda. Obviously, the Gemara says there weren't gurus on Laman Abayz or anything lost to Rabbi Yehuda. So, Taisa says the shayla must be the Kuli Amas. Taisa says the shayla could be for Ben Zayma also. If he has his own shita, Fishi Tasai, that Ben Zayma is only talking about when you're going for Avodah's deraisa, but if you're going in Stamza, it's not deraisa, so then it's good. The shayla is by that derabbanon, Yechetz Anas. Taisa brings another kasha. He says, you know, we have something called Yud Ches Dava, which is Tumah Derabbanon. Do you ever find there in Gemara the Shaila, when you're Toivel, you have to be, if there's a problem of Chatzitza? Of course there's a problem of Chatzitza. What's the Havmina here? So Tosfos answers, since this whole Tevila is only a Maila Ba'alma, Chumri Yisera, therefore we have there's no Chatzitza. Kamash with the Gemara, there is a Chatzitza. Only a Ba'al Yisera, not a Shaila.
In order to try to...
Yeah, but it's the Rabban that got the Kotel, it's the Rabban that got the Kotel, and the Rabban comes out, Taka, it is a problem with Chatzitza, because called Tikkun Rabbanon came the rise of Tikkun. Yes, Amalei Abayla Rav Yosef. Be of a mixer, Shema, be a Eloi. And this Shaila is regarding, we know now, that going into the Beis HaMikdash needs a Tevila, requires a Tevila. So what about if you're just going to be of a mixer, stick part of your body in, well, a hand, you stick a hand, a foot into the Beis HaMikdash, do you need Tevila for that or not? Now, even though there's a machlokes in Masechta Zvachim that be a mixed shmo bia, that's a different machlokes. That's if someone is tamei, is he allowed to go in? If someone's tamei, is a bia mixas mutter or not? But here the shaila is there a chi of tvila for bia mixas? On Malay, so he answers, Bahina Zichichu, we'll bring a rai from the Gemara that yesterday about Metzaira that says the Metzaira was going to stick his thumbs into the Beis HaMikdash in order to get the spritzing of the dam and the shemen. So it says there, you need a tefillah. It's machlokes. According to the Rabban, you need a tefillah. Rabbi Yehuda holds, shkvar tavam erev, you don't need a tefillah. But you see, yakapanim, you need a tefillah. So you need a tefillah. So you see, and you see the Metzora is tevil, and before he sticks his fingers into his thumb, into the Beis HaMikdash, you see, even though it's bia mixas, just a thumb, still needs tefillah. So we had two shahs so far, we pushed both of them. First shah was, any chatzitza or not? Is there a problem of chatzitza or not? We said, yeah, there is a problem of chatzitza. Second shah was, is bia b'miksas, shma bia, in order to require a tefillah? And the Gemara says, yeah, I brought a rai from Metzaira. And who is this shayla bia b'miksas, shma bia like? So Tosfos somehow learns that if he Rashi, the shah is not for Rabbi Yehuda. But Pashas Chari Shaila is a Kuli Alma. It's not Lav Dafka Daf Fri Rabbi Yehuda the Shaila. Fi Ben Zayma also has a Shaila if it's requires a Tvila. And Tosfos handles the different things there because it's the Raya. Bring a Raya from the Rabban, not from Rabbi Yehuda. I inshallah what Tosfos says. So that's the two Shailas we had. That's the third Shaila. Boiluhu. Ma'u Shiyasa Sakin Arucha V'Yishchot. Someone wants to Shecht in the base of Mikdash, but he'll stand as his Nashim outside the Hazara and stick a long knife through Shaar Nikner and do a Shechita that way. Now, as the Shechita alone, that's fine. Like Rashi explains, the Pasuk says that Ben Abakov Nei Hashem, V'lo Sheikh of Nei Hashem. The animal has to be in front of Hashem, but the person Shechting doesn't have to be the free Hashem does the Shechita. A person Shechting does not have to be Dafka and the Hazara. So the Shaila is, if someone makes a long knife and he does a shechita, we know it's kosher. The question is, do you have to be toivel or not? We said, before you go into the base of Mikdash, you have to be toivel. In this case, do you have to be toivel or not? Teboyle ben Zayma, teboyle rabbanon de pliga la de Rabbi Yehuda. Well, Claire the Shaila, according to Ben Zayma, holds that a chiev tvila. And also, Claire the Shaila, the rabbanon hold that there's never a chiev tvila. We learned yesterday, in yesterday's blat, there's a third sheet of the rabbanon hold. There's only a chiyuv tefila for a metzora because daish v'toma. But a regular person that goes to the Beis Hamikdash does not have to be toivel. So this shaila, when you're shechting with a long knife, is a shaila salafi ben zayma and salafi rabbanon who hold that you don't need a tefila at all regularly. The Gemara explains tebayle ben zayma because ad kamal mechayev ben zayma. You can clear a shaila according to ben zayma. Why? Because maybe ben zayma is only mechayev a tefila el legavoy, only when you're going inside the Beis Hamikdash. Av labaroi, you're standing outside the Beis Hamikdash. Loi, you don't need a tefila. Oydama, maybe you say, you do need a tefillah. Why? Asadam shuches. It's a shechting animal that's in the base of Mikdash, in the Hazara. You might go in the Hazara yourself. Since you're busy with something in the Hazara, you might land up going yourself into the Hazara. Therefore, you have to be toivel. That's the question. And we can clear the shayla for Rabbanon also. Tevayle Rabbanon, the pligla Rabbi Yehuda. Because you give me clear the shayla according to Rabbanon, who argue Rabbi Yehuda, there's no din tefillah at all. Because ad kam ka'amri Rabbanon hasam bloika avid avayda. The Rabbanon only say that you don't need tefillah regularly when you go into the Hazara because you're not doing avodah. Avahachok to call avod avodah loy, but here you're doing avodah. Maybe you're mechayev to tefillah. You have to add on what's pshat because first of all, you see from here the Rabbanon who hold you don't need tefillah. They agree when it comes to going to do avodah, you have to do tefillah, and then there'll be asilim shuche because you're doing avodah. You might go inside and do the avodah inside. Therefore, you need tefillah. Idum aloishna teiku. More obliged by a shayla teiku. Now, this Gemara states with a shayla here, if you take a long knife, do you need tefillah? If you ben zayim, it's a question because you're outside, and according to Rabbanon, it's a question because here it's worse, you're doing avodah. But one thing you do see over here from this Gemara, that if you're going in for avodah, even the Rabbanon agree, there's a chi of tefillah. So it means, machlaikis ben zayim Rabbi Yehuda, which are saying they need a tefillah every time, they have machlaikis if it's the rice of Rabbanon, whatever, they have machlaikis if it's some kal v'chaim or not, you see, that's a kuliyam shloi b'shas avodah. This is a raya to Rashi on the Mishnah. It said in the Mishnah, "Ein ad michas azar la avoda, I feel a tarat yitol." Rashi is lav dafka avoda. You see, Klav and Gemara lav dafka avoda because that the Tzira Rabbanon argue and hold you don't need a tefillah, and that Rabbi Yehuda and Mizraim hold you don't need a tefillah. So you see, they're talking lav dafka avoda, and Tosfos Shonim holds it needs dafka avoda. Asks from this Gemara on himself, "Ayin sham and daf lam and amal." What? It could be the Shafir Yehuda also. It says the Bailo Ben Zayma means even for Rabbi Yehuda. It could be the question even for Ben Zayma. Even for Rabbi Yehuda. It just means Ben Zayma contrasting to Rabbanu hold, you don't need tefillah. So, talk to Gemara Vaita. Tana Rabbanu. We're going back to the Mishnah, which says, Chomesh Tefillah, Sasar, Kudushan, Tevil. Every day in the, every Yom Kippur, in the base of Mikdash, the Kohen Gadol was Tevil in the Mikvah 5 times. And he did Kiddush Da'im Ragla'im 10 times. And we're going to learn in the next 2 blat exactly when they did all these tefillahs and all the Kiddush Da'im Ragla'im. First, the Gemara is going to talk about the first tefillah, where it was, and where all the 4 tefillahs were, before we go into the Cheshbin, exactly when you did the tefillahs. Tana Rabbanan. Chomish tefillahs v'asara Kiddushim Tevel Kohen Gadol Makarash Ve'Yem. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is Tevel in the Mikvah 5 times, and he does Kiddush Da'im Ragla'im also 10 times. Chomish tefillos v'asara kedushin. 5 tefillos and 10 kedushim. Tevel kohen gadol makash b'aviyim. V'kulam v'kodesh beis haparva. All the tefillos are on the roof of the beis haparva, which is in the kodesh. Chutz mirashayna. Besides for the first tefillah, shahusa b'chayil agave shar hamayim. The first tefillah was in a mikvah that was situated on top of the shar hamayim, which was on the left side, on the dorm, south side of the beis hamikdash, facing the heichal to the left. And this mikvah was near his lishka, and this is pashtus the lishkas beis avtinos, because the gemara came out the private lishkas beharis on the other side. It was next to his lishka. So there was 4 tefillahs that were on top of the beis of parva, and 1 tefillah that was on top of the shar hamayim. And the Shara Mayim, that was Ksira Choyl. And the base of Parva was Ksira Kodesh because it's in the Azara. Tosis asks that even though we know it's a cloud, the roof or the second floors of the Beis HaMikdash were not Niskadesh, so why is the roof of the Beis HaParva considered Kodesh? So Tosis Devar Maskul V'Kulon explains that the roof of the Beis HaParva was even to the Karka La'Azara. Had a wall around it, but it was, because you don't want to look inside it, but it was even to the Karka of the Azara. So it comes out, the room's Beis HaParva was underground. They were underground. And so Tosis asked Akasha, so why does it say that you needed steps to go up if it was on ground level? So, because Tosfos says it had a wall around it, you had to go downstairs into a room and go upstairs to the mikveh. But the mikveh, the Beis HaParva, which is the mikveh that was in the Kodesh, was even to the floor. So we have one mikveh on top of the Shar HaMayim, top of the door called the Shar HaMayim. The other mikveh is on top of Beis HaParva. The first one was on top of Shar HaMayim, which is Ksira Choyl, and the other four were on top of the Beis HaParva, which is Ksira Kodesh. Amar Abaye. Shema, we know, we see from here, Ein Itim, Gevoya Mekarka Azara, Esther and Shalosh Amis. Ein Itim was a spring where the water reached, that water was the source of the mikvah on top of the Shar HaMayim. So you see, the Ein Itim was at least 23 Amis high, because if not, it wouldn't be able to reach on top of the mikvah, on top of the Shar HaMayim. Why? Because the Shar HaMayim mikvah got to be at least 23 Amis high. That's Nan. We learned in the Mishnah. All the doors of the Beis HaMikdash, Gevayim Esav Amos, were 20 Amos high, but Rachum Esav Amos were 10 Amos wide. Chutz B'Shal Ulam, besides for the Ulam, which was 40 Amos high. So that means the regular door of Shar HaMayim is 20 Amos high. If the mikvah is above the Shar HaMayim, it got to be at least 20 Amos high. V'tanya, but Rachatz B'Sari B'Mayim, it says about being toivel, you have to wash your guf B'Mayim. So the drosh is B'Mayim, B'May Mikvah, Mayim means b'mei mikvah. Kol b'saroi means mayim shkol gufoi oyle b'hem. The Lashon HaPasuk is, it's v'rochatz b'mayim es kol b'saroi. So b'mayim teaches us it's b'mei mikvah. Kol b'saroi, mayim shkol gufoi oyle b'hem. It has to be mayim that covers the whole guf. And Chazal figured out what's the formula for that. Kamehain, amal amal v'rum gimel amal. It has to be the square footage of amal amal with the height of Gimel Amos. So you do Gimel Amos, 3 Amos plus 20 Amos, is 23 Amos. So now, you see the mikveh got to be, the water got to reach 23 Amos high. V'shiru chachamim, mei mikveh abam sa. And the mikveh is 40 sa. Right, the Gemara is only 23 Amos high. V'ha'ika amah tikra, v'amah ziva. Besides for the mikveh and the 20 Amos high, you need the roof of the door, the top of the door you need. That's called the tikra. And you need the maziva, that means the cement that holds in the water. It shouldn't leak. So you need here another 2 amas. It should be 25 amas. And for the Gemara, sha'arim de beis hamikdash, the doors of the beis hamikdash, given the sheishin, since it was marble, but mashu abdli, it was enough to make a mashu, and that will hold the water in. And like Tosis, the Maskel Kivan explains, and that was also enough to hold the whole entire mikvah and to be the roof on top of the door. And for tomorrow, what about the mashu? Va'ika hech mashu. It's 23 and a mashu. Kivin de lehabe amso lechashu. Since there wasn't an ama, so therefore we don't count that in the cheshbon. And we only say 23 amas. So let's go back to explain what Abaye said. So Abaye said that ain't itum got to be 23 amas high. Now what's the reason for that? The reason is like this: that the way it works in physics, for water to reach a high level, the water itself has to be on the higher level. So the water was on the highest level in Eretz Yisrael called Ein Itam, and in Yerushalayim, the highest point in Yerushalayim was called Ein Itam, and the water went through a pipe, let's say, went down and back up, had to get pushed back up through the pressure of being that high. So you see, if it had to reach the height of 23 amas on top of the Shar HaMayim, the Ein Itam, the Mayim itself, the spring itself, the spring water itself, had to be 23 amas high. And what's the significance of that? Because the Gemara says in Zvachim that they wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash but in Itam, which is the highest point in Yerushalayim. But the Maaseh decided they make it a little lower because there's a vein ksef of Shachin, that the beauty of an animal is the shoulders. That's why they put it a little lower. So really, we want to know, how did the Gemara in Zvachim know that Ein Itam was the highest point in Yerushalayim? Terech says, this is one of the rayas. Because the mikvah came from there, and the mikvah, the Beis HaMikdash was the Shar HaMayim was 23 amas high, so it must have been that point was 23 amas high.
And then you would have needed to find a higher place for the mikvah, for the water.
If what? If then, right. There were problems. It's a good thing, yeah. It's obviously a good thing. They didn't make it. Yeah.